At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now it's time for Inside the Clubhouse, a show dedicated to the Chicago baseball fan, featuring the best Chicago baseball conversation, as well as the big MLB topics, starring Score baseball insider Bruce Levine and half of Chicago's number one sports morning show, David Haw. It all starts now on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Welcome back inside the clubhouse right here on 670 The Score and your Odyssey and iHeartRadio app. I'm David Haw along with Bruce Levine, broadcasting live for the Hyundai Score Studios today, talking baseball like we do every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, recapping a week for the Cubs that felt like a month and wondering how many catchers can the White Sox employ. Good morning, Bruce.
The answer is as many as they want, David. Good morning, David. It was an interesting night in California.
Oh, it was.
For the Chicago Cubs. The White Sox we'll get to a little bit later in the show for you White Sox fans. Again, the home run barrage that the Cubs had yesterday was won by Pete Crow Armstrong, won by Kyle Tucker.
Who's he?
The first home run by Tucker since July 19th.
July 19th? That was a long time ago.
The first home run by Armstrong since July 23rd.
Oh, my goodness. What happened to their production in August? Is PCA hurt, too?
They're hurting a lot of people's feelings.
That was huge. That was clutch. I think when you saw Kyle Tucker homer early, you're like, all right, that's his response to all of the conversation surrounding whether he should have disclosed this or he should have sat there. All of the things that have made this Cub week feel like a saga. And they had the most important series of the year against the Brewers. They win the series 3-2. It didn't feel that way, Bruce, because of all of the peripheral stuff going on. So last night felt, for Cub fans, I think a little cathartic. It was definitely something you needed to see, and you felt much better after seeing PCA round the bases and hit that clutch homer off Kenley Jansen.
So last Monday I was on with you and Mully and the award-winning Mully and Haw show, and I said, you know, you guys asked me what it would be a good series for the Cubs against the Brewers would be like, and I said if they win 3 out of 5.
Yes, okay? You did say that.
And that – Now, obviously, they had a chance to win 4 out of 5 after dropping the first game. But the reality is that Cub fans, your team is playing for the top wild card. That's the reality of a 7-game deficit with 33 games left.
You are ready to concede that right now, this morning.
Without question.
Saturday morning, August 23rd.
Without question.
This is the Bruce Levine concession speech.
Without question. And it's not a concession. It's just that Milwaukee has built up such a nice lead that it's wiped away all the good things that the Cubs have done.
They won again last night.
I understand.
You can't even enjoy the PCA walk-off, the ninth inning homer.
See, here's when you're saying that the Cubs are playing for the top wild card, mm-hmm. it's a consolation prize to most people after giving so much hope that they were a superior team the beginning of the year. Fact remains, they're the third best team in the National League record-wise behind the Brewers and the Phillies. The Phillies by only a half a game, okay? So it's not like the rest of the National League has made the Cubs look bad. The reality is that Milwaukee had such a hot streak. They've now won 20 out of 25 games.
It's historic,
right?
What's going
right.
on in Milwaukee.
So with that in mind, Cub fans, I wouldn't feel bad about the fact that you're going to be the top wild card. You have a great chance to be the top wild card team, right? Again, it seems like a consolation
prize.
Different
dynamic, different set of circumstances heading into October. But I don't necessarily disagree with you, although I think there's a difference between what we can expect as a fan base and a media contingent and what the Cubs have to feel in that clubhouse.
So what you want to be is you want to be the best version of yourself going into playoffs, mm-hmm. okay? The Cubs, you know, if they play 500 ball, they're going to win, you know, 90 games and be right there with the best wild card team, right? So they're going to do that. Now, the question is, what type of a team are you going into those playoffs a month from now? That's what you should concentrate on. If you're a Cub fan, if you're a National League fan looking at the Cubs, you look at what version of themselves are they? Are they the deepest yet without a sexy label pitching staff in the National League? Are they the deepest?
Do you agree with Bruce that the wild card is now the most realistic goal and objective for the Cubs, and everyone should start preparing themselves for that reality? Or you think, all right, seven games, you got 30, you've got a month to go. Don't give up on catching the Brewers. 312-644-6767. Call or text. Let us know what you think. We've got Ryan Sweeney from the Marquee Sports Network joining us at 9:30. We're going to have some chin music because Craig Counsell has talked a lot this week, and we've had a lot of reactions to what he's had to say. We're going to talk White Sox at the top of the hour. Sox fans, you had a 9-7 loss last night at Wrigley Field. Kosta Montgomery homered, but the Twins got the victory. We've got a lot to discuss because it has been an eventful week in Cubdom.
So, David, being the voice of the fan that you always are and having a finger on the pulse, does that, first of all, do you agree with my assessment? Second of all, can you get joy out of the fact that there's still a good team playing good baseball, not great baseball, and that they're managing to eke out wins like they did last night to continue their trek toward the playoffs?
As a fan, I don't think you ever want to give up hope. I think you want to try to balance
not asking you to give up
enthusiasm
hope.
With reality. And the reality is the Cubs are unlikely to catch the Brewers. But just as real and just as necessary it is to recognize, they are still on a 93-win pace.
Right.
This is a team that if they won 93 games, I think in your mind and in my mind, they will have exceeded expectations.
10 games better than last year.
Without going into the playoffs as the division
right.
champ. So there's a lot of mental gymnastics going on here. It has been an emotionally draining exercise, especially the past week.
Well, I mean, look, it's a perfect situation for us in talk radio. It's a perfect situation for television. It's great for people who are writing as well. The fact remains is that they are a viable team,
mm-hmm.
okay? A very viable team. When you start a baseball season, that's, I think, all you want from your team going into the last month of the season, right? We're only a week away from September. So with that in mind, are we viable? Is there a reason to stop, step away from the Bears and watch the Cubs?
There most certainly is.
Right. So with that in mind,
especially after last night,
I don't look at the Cubs situation.
Little shaky start to the season, maybe
after
ahead
inside the clubhouse.
That
we'll
offense.
Get back to that for the
yes,
other
right.
22 hours today.
But your point's well taken, Bruce. I think when you look at what is ahead for the Cubs, you can still be excited about the possibilities, especially in Major League Baseball, where the tournament has included recent examples of teams going deep into October as wild card teams. And the Cubs could be one of those teams. I don't want to overlook what you said about why the Cubs are where they are, because it's something that gets not enough attention as we debate Kyle Tucker's health and we discuss what they're not doing at the plate. This starting pitching staff has been low-key outstanding since the All-Star break, and really what's carried them all season long.
Without question, David, and it's a terrific point that you bring up. This is the best ERA in the National League is the Chicago Cubs since the All-Star break, okay? So do you get excited when Boyd pitches? You should. He's been one of the best pitchers in the National League all year. Do you get excited when Imanaga pitches? You should. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball since he came to the Cubs. The Cub players call it win day when Imanaga goes out there. But, again, these are the two top pitchers.
I might stop you right there, though,
okay,
Bruce.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Because, you know, when I get excited most when I'm watching the Cubs go through the rotation, nights like tonight, Cade Horton Day. I love watching that kid compete.
I didn't get there yet, yeah.
Because if he's your third best pitcher – he's a guy that hasn't given up a run. When's the last time he gave up a run?
No, I mean, he gave up, well, I guess gave he up one recently.
Yeah, recently. But you get the point.
The point is he's been a dominant young pitcher, yes, in the National League. And it's the, you know, is he the top young pitcher to come along for the Cubs since the Kerry Wood days, since the Mark Pryor days? There haven't been many. Can he be that guy?
He's a guy that they drafted and developed, so there aren't very many examples of them.
So your point is well taken as we continue to establish the fact that the Cubs have a very good... Now, yesterday, under the radar, Javier Assad pitched six innings of one-run ball.
He had a no-hitter through four.
Right.
He was outstanding.
Right. So, and where was he last week?
He was in Iowa as a bookkeeping issue.
So to further the point that I'm trying to make and that you brought up is the fact that the Cubs starting pitching is as good as anybody's in the National League, but it's not exciting.
I think that's a really good point to remember as we continue to obsess over what the Cubs are not doing at the plate. Before we get to all your phone calls, I really appreciate the feedback. We're going to get to your feedback. But, Bruce, I think we need to take a moment and look at what happened last night, specifically with Pete Crow-Armstrong. The C, as the Cubs Twitter feed told us, the C is for clutch because he came up in the ninth inning. It was tied. Kenley Jansen was on the mound. I thought that it was one of those situations where you're going to see Jansen being Jansen and the Cubs are going to be going into extra innings, or how are they going to blow this on the road? But Ron Coomer, our guy in the Cub booth, saw something differently, and it was Coomstradamus as he set listeners up for what would happen next. This was Ron Coomer on the score last night when PCA came up to the plate.
Now, Ian got a pitch to hit. The thing you're going to see from Jansen is a lot of cutters. You're going to see cutter after cutter, and Ian got one in the middle of the plate, just pulled the trigger and got underneath it. Hit it straight up.
Here is Pete Crow-Armstrong.
This should be a good quality at bat for Pete. If he can get strikes from Jansen, he should be able to do some damage against Jansen.
First pitch, low and inside. Why do you say that, Ron?
I just think it's a good matchup. Jansen likes to come in. He likes to throw that cutter that starts in the strike zone and just goes inside. Pete handles the ball inside right now better than any other pitch.
And the pitch swung on, hit in the air, deep right field. It's got a chance. Gone! Pete Crow-Armstrong with a homer here in the top of the ninth inning. And the Cubs lead 3-2.
Now that is analysis.
No, that's expertise.
That's expertise.
Yeah.
That's a better way to put it, Bruce.
Right.
You cannot be more right. I love the fact that not only did he sense it would be a good at bat, and I think there might be some hope involved there, but he also told you why. And exactly the way that Coombe described what might happen, it did happen, and the Cubs end up with a 3-2 victory.
As good as Coombe's analysis and expertise was, Pat asking him
right,
what's going to be right here, why,
he set him up,
makes him the Hall of Famer that he is. So promotion for the greatest team out there calling radio games out there, in our opinion. I guess it's not needed. Pat's already in the Hall of Fame, and Coombe is so established here as one of the top analysts.
We're lucky to call them colleagues because it's a treat to listen to them each and every Cub game. First home run for Pete Crow-Armstrong since July 23rd. And as you pointed out earlier in the game, Kyle Tucker hit his first since July 19th. You get those two guys going in September, Bruce, and what you said about being the wild card, it doesn't matter how the Cubs would get in. If those two guys get hot, we know what they're capable of.
Suzuki's last home run was August 6th.
You got to bring us down, man.
August 6th. Okay, just so you know, one homer in August by the three guys until last night, which is great news, you know. Moving forward, you know, Tucker not only had that homer, but he also hit another hard line drive to right field. Up until yesterday, David, in August, by my research, he only had 10 balls in the air the entire, and only one hit to the outfield in August, okay? So that's how bad it had gotten for him before the benching, as you called it, or the timeout. That I called it, that he was given for the three games against the Brewers.
We will not quibble. We did that enough this week.
But let me ask you this. I mean, I love the fact that you were outraged that your best hitter was not going to play for 3 days.
Maybe a little bit. Outrage might be a little strong, but yeah, I think that that's maybe accurate. Let me ask you a quick question before we get to the phone calls. Jose Soriano is on the mound tonight for the Angels. Kyle Hendricks is going to pitch against the Cubs tomorrow, both right-handers. Say Suzuki, as you pointed out, is in a terrible slump.
I'd love to see Casey play.
And Tucker in the lineup at the same time.
Sure.
Yeah. Why is that not happening?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, when we talk on Monday morning on the Moline Haw show, we'll talk about whether Casey got enough at bats over this weekend.
That's what I would do.
My guess is he will. You know, again, the matchup for him against Soriano tonight may be better than Hendricks because of all the junk that Hendricks throws, you know.
And Cade Horton on the mound for the Cubs. It will be a good matchup, one they could win.
Going to be watching that finger in Horton.
Yeah, the blister thing.
Yeah.
How does that heal so fast in 5 days?
They have this preparation they put on it. It's not preparation A.
No, it's not. Okay.
But it helps heal the skin. The old days, guys used pickle juice.
They use a lot of things, you know, Bruce. We don't need to get into that. Yeah. Let's go out to the phone lines.
I'm just talking about your finger, Dave.
That's what we think. What do you think? 312-644-6767. Let's start the conversation with Mark in St. Charles. Mark, welcome inside the clubhouse.
We won't talk about what Moises Alou used to use.
Thank you.
Anyway, you guys are concerning me by agreeing too much, but at the end of the day, I think, David, you hit it on the head. It's pitching and defense is going to win. I think at some point, your entire offense is not going to struggle. And I'll take a wild card. It's the playoffs, right? So wild card is playoff berth, and that's what I like. This team's been fun to watch. The thing that just annoys me is Tucker being booed at home. For what?
Well, I think, Mark, that's a good question for what the disappointment in seeing him not hustle down the line, I think, created as much of a reaction as anything. I don't think necessarily he was booed for not having hit a home run.
They booed him the day before.
When he wasn't?
He was booed. Yeah. He was booed twice. So part of it was the well-deserved kind of mystery of
when you don't respect 90,
run.
You should get booed.
Right, right. But The other part was, look, this Brewers series, people are paying $300-$400 a ticket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Parking, food, you know. For your $500, you expect entertainment.
Yes, you expect the best the Cubs have to offer.
I mean, I'm sorry to bring it down to the cost level of what people pay for entertainment.
That's what bugged me so much about Thursday. That's what bugs me about Thursday, when you had an opportunity there. You had a three-game winning streak, and you had a three-game winning streak with Kyle Tucker on the bench and Owen Casey in the lineup. And you had your best hitter since the All-Star break, who won the game the night before, Matt Shaw, on the bench. So if I had paid $500 to take my family to Wrigley Field to see the team that I saw win a game on Wednesday night, Thursday, I would have been ticked off.
Yes. I'm a rough critic. I booed at Wicked, you know, when I didn't think I was getting the most out of the performance. But, you know, it doesn't usually happen in a legitimate theater, you know, but Once in a while, you know, if the performance isn't up to
well, no. At Wrigley Field on Thursday, David, it was the baseball theater of the absurd.
I don't have problems with fans booing. I just don't. They have a right to voice their opinion when they're in there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened is the Cubs had this reputation for always, no matter what the team did, they were supporting them, right?
Oh, sure. Just give me the beer and sunshine.
But if there's lack of hustle, or if you come there, you know, Todd Hundley comes to mind.
Todd Hundley, that was a long time ago.
Right.
That was pre-2016, pre-2003. That was when things started to change, I think, in 2003. Then in 2016, after they won it, there's a different tenor and expectation at Wrigley Field.
Kittredge got booed in his the day he gave up the three-run
homer. He took it like a pro.
Yeah.
He took it like a pro.
And to Council's credit, he gets him in there the next day, and he gets the save. So with all that in mind, it's rough being a professional athlete, but I think, you know, and I did hear some grumbling from some of the players off the record.
Grumbling about the boos?
About the booing, yeah.
Yeah, that's part of the thing you have to expect these days.
Right. I mean, they were surprised by it, but they're also the first ones to tell you they have the greatest fans in the world.
You know, and they want to do that because that's the rhetoric. But nobody should be surprised at the boos if you're a professional athlete at a major league ballpark where the price of admission is what you said that it is. Just like if you go on social media and you go to Twitter, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe the negativity. What did you expect? What do you expect?
All you can ask from an athlete is most effort. Tucker, to his own credit, said, you know, I can't run every single ball out, but I should have been probably running.
I would have booed the manager on Thursday. It was the worst day of Craig Council's season.
In your opinion, yeah.
Yes, it was. Well, that's all I care about is my opinion ballpark.
And we know that part.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Bill is on the north side. Hey, Bill, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Hey, good morning, guys. Enjoy the show. A couple of things. I was at the game Wednesday night, and you know, when Bush delivered with the bases loaded, that was as electric a moment I felt at Wrigley since 2016. And, you know, people are definitely still into this team. But my other point is, you know, the wild card is fine, right? Like, you know, it's like Theo used to say, you just got to get into the tournament. And if it started today, we'd have the Mets. And I'd feel very good for, you know, Imanaga, Tyone and Boyd in a short series with Horton around and Ray and Assad. I mean, the pitching's pretty good. The hitting's going to come around. I think we should feel pretty good about where we are, despite, you know, the kind of incredible stuff that the Brewers have done. And for what it's worth, no team in the modern era that's won 14 in a row has made it to the World Series. So, you know, there's plenty of time for the Brewers to flame out.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the phone call. Good perspective.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's the realistic perspective.
Bring on the Mets.
I just
bring on the Mets.
Again, the idea that the Cubs are playing terrible baseball, I agree with Council. They're not playing terrible baseball. They still play outstanding defense every day. You're seeing the next Brooks Robinson at third base emerging. You know, is it the next Mike Schmidt? Is it the next Scott Rowland? Whatever it is, you know, the guy that was being second-guessed as whether he could play the position or not is playing at the highest level in Matt Shaw at third baser. So you're seeing a lot of good things happening for the Cubs, but it's been skewed by the fact that they've been basically, David, since June 1st, I think they're two games, now three games over 500.
Right. So they have kind of – have they found their level, or is that something that – is going to change
in the National
you get
League.
September.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty
record.
Tough. It's a very good record.
Yeah,
and the expectations are still very realistic, and everything is still within the Cubs' reach. It's just the Brewers. When you compare them to a team on a historic pace, they're going to pale in comparison. All right, we need to take a break. 312-644-6767. We will get to your phone calls, but when we come back, Ryan Sweeney was in the Marquee Studio last night doing the post game analysis of what we saw Pete Armstrong do and what we saw Kyle Tucker do and how the Cubs won 3-2. We will talk to Ryan Sweeney next and inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans, Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Another nail biter for the Cubs. This time they come out on top. Valencia finishes it off.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. David Hall, Bruce Levine here until 11 o'clock talking baseball. Thank you to the Marquee Sports Network for the highlight of the final out last night. Cubs victory over. They won 3-2 over the Angels on the West Coast. Time now to go out to the Circus Sports Hotline to welcome in Ryan Sweeney, the Marquee Sports analyst. Ryan, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good. How are you guys doing?
Late one, so I saw you were still up and still talking and breaking it down, and I appreciate all the stuff, all the work you do in there. How would you describe what last night potentially means to the Cubs and what it could mean to Kyle Tucker and PCA breaking out of their home run slump?
Yeah, it was definitely huge. I mean, you take a look at what they were able to do in that Milwaukee Brewers season. I know our series. I know it was kind of a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth losing the last game 4-1. But I think heading out to the West Coast, look, you need to handle business. You have 9 games against teams that are under 500, teams that are essentially out of it. So look, anybody can win on any given day, but you need to go out there and you need to try to win every single series, especially against San Francisco and going in and playing against Colorado. But yeah, I mean, that was huge last night. I mean, I think, look, these guys, it's tough to hit and they take accountability. You heard last night in PCA's interview, like, hey, our starting pitching has been doing outstanding. Like, I just want to contribute. And he did in a big way off Kenley Jansen last night.
The Cubs aren't hitting, Ryan, as we know. You and I and Cole talked about it on the pregame show on Marquee yesterday. The fact that this was the first home run by Tucker since July 19th, first home run by Armstrong since July 23rd. Seiya's only home run in August has been August 6th. So it's been a complete home run and slug outage. Putting this all together, though, and winning games in other ways is what council says they have to do. Do you think they're capable of doing this without going on a better version of themselves offensively?
Well, I was thinking this morning, and I was like, you know, and we all know how well that Milwaukee's been playing, and, you know, they've won two-plus, you know, times of winning 10-plus games in a row, and, you know, I think when you're not hitting well, and obviously when you're not first place in the division, things get magnified, right? And I think if the Cubs were in first place and the Brewers weren't playing as well as they did in those two-plus 10-game series, like, would we be talking about how bad, you know, PCA and Tucker are hitting? Probably a little bit, but not to the extent that we are right now, because the pitching has been so well and they can find out ways to win in other ways. Yeah, the home run drought is obviously frustrating, especially for these guys. It seems like Seiya and PCA were sitting on 27 for obviously like a month, and they were. And, you know, that's not for them lack of trying. I think it's just like we talked about yesterday, Bruce, is the pitch selection and just not driving the ball. And maybe when you get in those situations, look, you could tell the first three at-bats yesterday, PCA was frustrated. And then you start trying to press. But who knows? Maybe that one pitch that he got yesterday that he hit for a homer, now he feels a little bit better and he can start slugging. I don't think they necessarily need to rely on the home run ball to win games if they keep getting such good pitching. But it goes back to even yesterday, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. They got the couple homers, but they still weren't hitting when they got guys in scoring position. So you have to be able to hit. Yesterday, what was it? I think it was the third inning, bases loaded, nobody out, and you score one run. You have to capitalize in those situations. But do I think they can still win ball games if they don't hit the ball out of the ballpark? Sure.
We're talking with Ryan Sweeney from the Marquee Sports Network here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Okay, Ryan, so if the season ended today, you look at the standings, the Cubs would be host to either the Dodgers or the Padres. We talked about the Mets, but the things have been changed. And you look at where they are and the goals that exist from a player's perspective. When do you start kind of psychologically preparing yourself for, well, the wild card would be okay, or, oh, you still want to win the division, but the Brewers are doing what they're doing? Or does that not even factor into a player's state of mind?
I think, to me, it doesn't even factor in your mind, to be honest with you, because you're just looking for, I mean, Tucker said, you know, they asked him, hey, does this swing change what you're doing? Do you think you change? He's like, well, we'll see tomorrow, and then we'll see the next day and the next day. It's one of those things where it really is, as a player, you're focusing on your next at bat and who you're facing next. Trust me, they're not looking to see like, okay, we could possibly play San Diego or the Dodgers in a wild card game. They're really just focusing on what's in front of them. And I think obviously you want to be able to win the division, because you get that bye and you don't have to play in the wild card game. But it's going to be tough with the way that Milwaukee's playing. You know, there's only 30 plus games left. It's not impossible, but, you know, to say that you're a playoff team is a positive, but people always ask me, oh, you know, who do you think's going to win this? Who do you think that it really is all about who gets hot. And if the Cubs offense can turn it around to go with what they've been doing pitching, you know, I think it could be a positive.
Ryan, are you in the what is council doing group of lineup, looking at the lineups and going, why is Justin Turner batting fourth? You
know, why is Matt Shaw batting ninth?
I mean, you know, that it's on our station here. It's pretty popular to ask what is he thinking, and I wonder what your thoughts are when you look at his lineups.
Yeah, in certain situations, I would say that I would question where certain guys are hitting. And I think, too, once you get to playoff time, like, I don't necessarily like – look, I know Bush's splits between lefties and righties are significantly different, but most people's are. Most guys, even if they're hitting 300, they may hit, you know, 300 off righties and they hit 200 off left or whatever it is. But I mean, you saw last night, Bush came up against the lefty and got a knock to left field. I think when you get to playoff situations, you can't just rely on guys coming in and pinch hitting. Like you pinch hit for PCA earlier on. I mean, he's an all-star. These are guys that need to be able to get the job done no matter who is on the mound. But, yeah, I think as a player sometimes, we talked about it, I think, a few weeks ago. Really, the leadoff guys don't really care where they hit. The leadoff hit, leadoff and the four-hole is a little different. But, yeah, I think in those situations, and I don't know how he's thinking, but, like, yesterday, you know, with Turner being able to hit in the four-hole, I mean, he only played for four innings because the lefty was out and Bush is coming in anyway. So it's one of those situations where maybe he was thinking, hey, Bush is going to be hitting in the four hole, and we know that he's going to get a couple at bats. But I don't know. As a player, sometimes it's frustrating to see your name in a different spot and PCA hitting four, and then off lefties he's hitting seventh. I'd like to just, if he's going to hit four, let him roll, right? I mean, I know he's been struggling. It's different situations for different times of the year, but I think guys like to know where they're hitting in the lineup, and if you ask them, they would probably say they didn't care, but in the back of their mind, I'm sure they do.
You just reminded me that he pinch hit for PCA this week.
And Swanson. Yeah.
This was not a good week Swanson. For Craig Counsell.
Swanson, too.
That's Swanson, PCA, then the bench Matt Shaw. Okay, we digress. But, Ryan, tell me this. When you look at the Cubs' closing situation, Daniel Palencia had quite a week. I mean, a week ago on Friday, he was struggling, and then he was sick, and then he came back, and he survived that, what felt like a playoff save the other night. And last night, he strikes out Mike Trout in the ninth inning. How much confidence do you have in the Daniel Palencia experience?
I do have confidence. I mean, look, the guy throws 102. As long as he doesn't throw, it's amazing to me nowadays, like, how hard guys are throwing. And, you know, he did make Mike Trout look silly last night, and you think 102, but guys are hitting that. It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's like it's almost
one went
like
out of the ballpark during the Milwaukee series.
Yes, and it's almost like back when I was playing, it was like, you know, guys threw low to mid 90s, and then that one guy that threw 98 to 100, it was like, okay, I got to ramp it up. Now it's like these guys, everybody's throwing that, so they're just used to it. But I think Palencia has, look, he's got, what, 19 out of 21 saves, I think. He's one of those guys where last night he executed that cutter well, so he can keep guys off balance. If he's not wild and he's getting ahead in guys and counts, he's more effective because guys can't just sit on that fastball. He has to come in the strike zone if he's falling behind. So if he gets ahead in the count and he elevates that fastball at 102,
with a breaking ball too, and that's the key. He's got to establish the breaking ball, like you just talked about. You know, different pitches, and he's working on it. You're seeing, Ryan, what you're pointing out, and David too. What you're pointing out is we're watching a young closer develop in front of our eyes. He already had the meat and potatoes of 102. Right?
Right.
Now now he's learning how to pitch.
I love that mentality, though, Ryan. He comes after people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you saw him in the first at-bat yesterday. We were like, oh, dang, here we go. Like, actually, he fell behind 2-0. But then he came back, pumped a few strikes, and then got that confidence. I think he builds off of, and I'm sure any closer does, builds off that momentum of, like, throwing strikes and the crowd, right? So when he's at home, we know he has the music, he has the lights, he has that getting amped up. But he's got to find that on the road where he gets ahead in the count. But, yeah, I mean, I think Palencia can be your closer of the future. And like you said, he's learning. He's a young guy. And once it hits playoff time, we'll see where he's at.
Last thing I have for you, Ryan, I really appreciate your time. So this is another psychological question, but I just wonder this. It has been a long week. It felt like a month at Wrigley Field. The Cubs going to their home ballpark is familiar, it's friendly, but there's also that pressure and intensity. How much good can a road trip be for a team like the Cubs at this point of the season after all they went through in the past week or so?
Well, I think not only a road trip, but especially a West Coast one. Look, I think the mentality is a little different when you're playing the Yankees and the Mets and you go to the West Coast, and those are high-pressure situations. Not that these aren't, like, meaningful games, but there's just something different when you go out to the West Coast and you're playing in Anaheim and the weather's nice and, you know, everybody's pretty chill, and then you're going to go to San Francisco, and then you're going to go to Colorado. So I think, yeah, it is tough. Look,
vacation,
you know, getting
time.
Rained out. What's that?
It's vacation time.
Yeah, 100%.
Staying in a 5-star hotel on the water in L.A. So I mean, it's all good around it, right?
Yeah, you can't beat that. I mean, there's and guys hit well there. I mean, we see PC. It's amazing to me. A lot of these guys are from California. So,
right.
You know, they get that mentality of like, hey, I'm back home. I can kind of relax a little bit. Maybe that's what they need to get going. And we'll see, you know, Tucker and PCA starting to take off.
My last one for you is this. Cubs play 24 in a row against teams under 500.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something myself, David, fans should concentrate on, or just the quality of how they're playing individually as a team rather than who they're playing?
I think more so the quality. I said it right after the All-Star break that, you know, the Cubs played good baseball in the first half and they had a tough schedule. And then I said it right when I came back to do a pregame show that they had the third easiest schedule going into the second half. Well, we look, see what's happened in the second half. They have the last, you know, they haven't scored as many runs. It's one of those situations where I don't care who you're playing, you have to handle business. Anybody can be anybody on any certain night. So it's one of those things where I think you focus more on the play, more on, you know, what the guys are doing on the field than the actual team. Look, yeah, should they beat teams that are under 500? 100%. But, you know, I mean, Colorado beat the Dodgers in a couple games the other night. So it's guys are these guys that are kind of out of it. Look, they have guys that are fighting for spots and they're trying to play spoiler. And trust me, I've been on plenty of A's teams where that was the case.
Ryan, thanks so much for your time. Keep up the great work at Marquee.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ryan Sweeney from the Marquee Sports Network talking Cubs as they head out on a road trip on the West Coast where they should take care of business. That's a great number, Bruce, 24 games against teams under 500.
We will pay tribute to one of Chicago's best when we come back.
Keep it right here and Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We're back with more Inside the Clubhouse with Bruce Levine and David Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
We're here until 11 o'clock talking baseball, Cubs and White Sox. And with Bruce Levine, I'm David Haw here on 670 The Score. Bruce, somber day on Friday, the funeral mass for Ryan Sandberg, and you were there. Before we get to what Bob Costas had to say in eulogizing Rhino, and he was as eloquent as ever, what were your impressions as being somebody who went there to pay his respects?
Well, I went to pay my respects to somebody I covered his whole career and who became a friend of mine, which I'm forever happy about, the fact that we became friends, you know, certainly a lot more so after his career. And the fact that the faith, family, friends, love was the theme of the entire thing, not about him hitting the most home runs or stealing the most bases or 10-time All-Star, 9-time Gold Glover. That was all secondary to the fact that everybody was there honoring a really good person and a great family man. And to me, I think that's what Chicago's all about. They love their sports. They love their sports heroes, but they also love a great person and just a working class type guy that showed up every day and did better than he was expected to.
And that certainly was the tone of the comments from Bob Costas, who called the Ryan Sandberg game back in 1984 and was there yesterday to eulogize Rhino.
What endeared him to fans and earned him universal respect within the game wasn't just what he did, but the way he did it. He was a flawless all-around player, talented and fundamentally sound, the kind of player any dad or youth coach could point to and say, that's the way you play the game. The way he approached the game, the way he played, was a result of who he was. And when his time at Cooperstown came, Ryan Sandberg, usually quiet and reserved, made a strong point about himself and his regard for the game. Here's part of what he said. Make a great play, act like you've done it before. Get a base hit, look for the coach, and get ready to run the bases. Hit a home run, put your head down, drop the bat, and run around the bases, because the name on the front is more important than the name on the back. That's respect.
The one and only Bob Costas, Friday, eulogizing Ryan Sandberg. Great turnout from the Chicago baseball community, Bruce. The White Sox well represented. Mm-hmm. Frank Thomas, Jim Tomei, Jerry Reinsdorf. This was something that was just a celebration of a great life. And I thought all of the people who spoke from the heart.
Yeah, I want to also give a shout out to Barry Rosner, a former teammate of ours here at the Score and a great writer for the Daily Herald, who always helped Rhino write everything that he talked about. And Rhino had final say-so as to what was said, but Barry wrote an awful lot of his speech for the Hall of Fame with him. They had a great partnership, a great friendship. So hats off to Barry, too, for allowing Rhino to speak with him to people and really make those words resonate.
No question about it. Okay, when we come back, we are going to talk about the White Sox. They brought up another catcher. They now have three. They lost last night, and they can still avoid 100 losses this season, but they would have to play pretty good baseball over the final month or so. Does that matter? What does it mean to the White Sox? We'll talk about that next. It's Inside the Clubhouse. David Haw, Bruce Levine, here until 11 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.